Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you're listening from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is Tiffany O'Donnell. Tiffany happens to be the chief executive officer of an organization called Women Lead Change. She is a returning guest to the News Hour. It's been some time since we've talked, and since all that time, she is also the mayor of her fair city in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Tiffany, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you've made time to be with us today.
Thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate that.
And this is the organization's 15th year, yes?
It is. It's pretty amazing. It was local a grassroots effort. And I'll tell you, Michael, the irony in that is 15 years ago, a group of women leaders came together. They were trying to find a place to develop their current and emerging leaders. And there really wasn't an opportunity. This started over in the Iowa City, Cedar Rapids area. And they thought they'd bring together, 300 people for a leadership development opportunity, and they had 500 in a wait list. And that's how it started. But the irony in all of it is it started out of a need for workforce. So, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
And here we are
15
again.
Years in. Yeah. Absolutely. We're still clamoring for workforce. Our businesses say we need people, just like they did 15 years ago. We just need good people. And we know that women make up more than half of our workforce. So how do we engage them and then take it a step further and get them in the leadership positions?
Yeah, not only make up so much of the workforce, but there's some other facets that have reared its ugly head over the past 2 years. One is the pandemic, and which has taken many people out of the workforce, especially women. And, the childcare issues, all kinds of things that are impacting, I suspect, the work that you do, yes?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. As I said, our work has never been more relevant. And interestingly, we find ourselves in very much the same place we were 15 years ago in terms of getting women back into the workforce. Yeah. And the goal right now, as you said, McKinsey estimates as many as 2 million women,
yes,
and as many as 100,000 of them in leadership positions dropped out for a variety of reasons. You mentioned childcare. We can't also underestimate, quality of life,
yes,
mental health. Mental health is, we know that women were disproportionately affected by the challenges of the pandemic at work and at home.
Yeah, and it has continued. Even now, as we look across the nation, there are numbers of individuals still being infected with COVID. And a lot of folks think, hey, we're out of this thing. I'm not so sure that we are. So this is going to take some time for all of us to adjust to what has become now a new normal. Our guest is Tiffany O'Donnell. She is the Chief Executive Officer of Women Lead Change. Let's talk a little bit about this survey that you've got going, because I think this is really important for people to understand. This is a project that is also being done with a university in Illinois and with Women Lead Change. Tell us what it is that you're doing and how people can get involved.
Well, Women Lead Change, or WLC, as we call it, has always been very data driven, and that continues today. We all have anecdotes, right? In the workplace, we find it incredibly important to have hard data. And so, following the first year of the pandemic, we enlisted partners at the University of Illinois Chicago to dig deeper into our WLC community to find out what the real challenges were for women working through the pandemic. And one of the things that came through loudly and clearly, unfortunately, was that more than 80% of our respondents, and we're talking more than 600 women, felt the effects of anxiety and depression.
Mm.
So we felt, there was a variety of information that came out of that survey, which you can always access on our website. And I know you'll share that with your listeners too. We felt it imperative to dig deeper into that 2 years in. Where are these women today? What have their workplaces done to address these challenges? And that's when we launched phase two of this Challenges for Professional Women in the COVID-19 pandemic.
Hmm. What do you hope to learn, Tiffany?
I think, again, data helps us move forward. And one of the things we hear from employers, you know, employers need to know that their teams truly do need childcare and daycare support. Mm-hmm. They need mental health support. As I mentioned, we've got symptoms of depression, physical symptoms of depression noted. Companies need to have this information so they can respond properly. And so what we're hoping to do, and what we did with the first phase, I have no doubt we'll do it again, is really reinforce what we're seeing anecdotally as women in the workplace, and then help our organizations and communities respond to that, so that we can have a robust, healthy workforce and bring women back faster than we have in the past.
One of the surprising things to me, and it's not surprising to you at all, but this should come as just, well, inert knowledge among business leaders out there, that there is an issue with the things that we have talked about, childcare and mental health and anxiety and all of those types of things that are keeping perhaps some women out of leadership roles, let alone the pay inequity and all the other things that we so readily are aware of.
And honestly, Michael, the pandemic really amplified all
of
that.
Yes, yes.
We know that childcare was a struggle when times were great. The cost of childcare has been a barrier for many years for women who decided to work outside of the home. What we've seen now is, you know, along with those people that dropped out of the workforce, that would be our childcare providers. So the supply went down, the demand went up, the costs went up. So now what wasn't, you know, an issue that we knew about before is an absolute barrier for plenty of women who didn't find it a barrier before. In terms of mental health, I think we've seen incredible progress in terms of what we're talking about in the workplace. You know, I use a CEO friend of mine, a male CEO friend of mine, who I have heard repeatedly over the last 2 years use words like vulnerability and authenticity. You know, our leaders have gone through what we've all gone through, and there is a willingness to acknowledge that we've all been through something. And that gives us the opportunity to talk about mental health, which we didn't necessarily have before. So I do think that, you know, if we're going to find an opportunity in all of this, it really is the conversations about mental health have really entered the vernacular. And the best companies understand that. And hopefully our female workforce will benefit from that. I think it's also important to mention, Michael, there are women who, and men, frankly, who have reevaluated priorities. And, you know, both of us don't need a Lexus in the driveway. You know, perhaps right. We saw a quality of life shift. And that's not just in the female workforce, but we've seen that with our men as well. I think, you know, I don't know how long that'll last, you know, how things were always operating on a pendulum. I think what I continue to focus on is how do we get the workforce back in a rapid way. You know, one thing we know has been a barrier for women who step out in good times, mm-hmm. Due to wanting to be home with their kids. It can be discouraging to enter the workforce at, level one once again. So before the pandemic, we were beginning to see companies create programs like reboarding programs. So we were bringing individuals back into the workforce faster and very intentionally. And so I think we're going to see that again. The best companies clamoring for workforce, they're going to absolutely have an eye on pay equity. At this point in the game, they need, you know, workers. I think pay equity will be the benefactor of that. I also think getting women back up to speed quicker, that's going to be an opportunity in this. And I also think as we clamor for workforce, companies are reevaluating their job descriptions and their job reviews, taking a hard look at what we've required in the past.
Yes.
Because it's just the way we've always done it. There is an incredible opportunity for innovation, and the best companies are enacting new policies. And I tend to think that women are going to be real benefactors of this innovation.
I think you're right. And there is a silver cloud on all of this, that there are more and more individuals talking about the issues that have impacted female leadership across the country. And mm-hmm. You've alluded to many of those. And then the other factor, as you well put it, is the quality of life. I mean, we have been reevaluating how we deal with each other and how important the family is. And, you know, there are 1.9 jobs for every individual that is unemployed. I mean, it's a stunning number. We've never seen those that high. And so there are plenty of jobs out there, but there seems to be a reluctance for several reasons. Either it's pay, either it's childcare, either it's family responsibility, or reordering our lives. And they say, no, ain't going to do it. What, as University of Illinois Chicago campus, are they going to be reaching out to the same participants from your earlier survey, or are you inviting new people?
We are absolutely inviting new people. And I think this is critical because, you know, imagine if that many people left the workforce, then many of those people who responded before may not be in the workforce anymore. So we're absolutely looking for new participants. And we can certainly share that that survey. I know you can share that with your listeners through our website. It literally, adult women currently living in the U.S. are eligible for this voluntary study.
Got it.
And again, the more, you know, the more data we can compile, I truly believe the more helpful we can be to those organizations looking for the best workers and teammates.
Yeah. And so necessary, so vitally necessary today as it was even before the pandemic. But now that we have all of this going on, it is an opportunity for individuals to share their stories and their data. And hopefully we'll see change. Correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, since it is the second phase, we have plenty of people who are waiting for it. So I think the good news is Women Lead Change is an established enough organization, consider the thought leader in this space, that it's not just, you know, we literally need nationwide participation in this survey to get the best result.
Well,
and if the goal is to get us back at work better than ever, then we need a lot of participation.
Well, you've come to the right place because we are now a global newscast. And so we will take this message far and wide. Now, this survey runs through what, May?
Yes, it's open through the end of this month.
Got it.
So hop on. It won't take you long. And this is an opportunity for all of us to be a part of the solution.
Excellent. Tiffany O'Donnell has been our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is the Chief Executive Officer of Women Lead Change, an organization celebrating 15 years of assisting individuals who happen to be female with leadership opportunities. Tiffany, thanks so very much for spending the time with us. I know you got a scoot, and I'm really grateful for not only you and all of the things that Women Lead Change are about, but also your leadership in your fair city of Cedar Rapids. Congratulations.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate that. Thanks very much.
Once again, that's the voice of Tiffany O'Donnell, the Chief Executive Officer for Women Lead Change. And yes, we will have links to that website and to the survey page on the radio blog. Our thanks to Tiffany for making time to be with us today. Well, that's a wrap. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Tiffany O'Donnell, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.